Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Kavitha Hawaii. The U.S. Treasury Department announced days ago it had sanctioned Iranian organizations and individuals supporting intelligence and cyber targeting of U.S. persons. Now, one of those organizations was the New Horizon Organization for its support, as it stated, to the IRGC, stands for the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, the Quds Force Division. Now, in this special one-hour edition of the debate, we will look at how the U.S. efforts to silence the media in Iran perhaps will backfire, as you are about to find out. Joining us are the guests who have been what they have called on FBI's radar, which the U.S. claims have provided Iranian intelligence officers a platform to recruit and collect intelligence information from attendees while propagating anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial. We're going to hopefully get a clear idea and perhaps have some of these accusations clarified. Joining us for this edition of the debate, we have Chairman of the International New Horizon Conference, Dr. Nader Talibzadeh, who joins us here in the studios. We also have former Pentagon official Michael Maloof, who joins us from Washington, D.C. Author and former U.S. diplomat Michael Springman also joins us from Washington, D.C. And former U.S. Marine Kenneth O'Keefe joins us from London. I'd like to welcome you all. And Dr. Talibzadeh, let me first start with you. And before we get into the details of what has actually occurred, please tell us, what does the New Horizon organization do?
Right. Thank you very much. New Horizon is a forum for free communication, for the presentation of American thinkers, European thinkers in Iran, physically present in Iran. Iran has been demonized so heavily the past four decades that we felt there was a need for the people to come to Iran, sit at the conference, talk, give their views, and then travel through Iran after the conference, and they'll be invited to different universities in different provinces and speak out freely, unfettered, uncontrolled about what they had to say and be questioned by many of the students. And this has been the tradition. New Horizon has been an intimidation for the U.S. deep state, and they've been tolerating it, and it just all hell broke loose when they decided to sanction New Horizon, which was really a forum for free thought and free expression of thought, and where American, especially the American thinkers, be able to be present in Tehran and express themselves. They're against this free flow of thought. New Horizon is as transparent as and non-clandestine as you can get.
Michael Maloof, so you heard Dr. Talibzadeh there, and he sums it up by saying that perhaps the deep state in the U.S. Does not like free thought and free expression to be flowing from organizations such as the one that Dr. Talibzadeh has. But I'm guessing, obviously, that this organization, New Horizon, is not the only one that exercises free thought and free expression. After all, the U.S. is supposed to stand for just that. Why is it that the U.S. is targeted, in your opinion, Dr. Talibzadeh, in this case, for the International New Horizon Conference?
Nader Talibzadeh basically outlined. They don't want the United States to really know what Iran is truly about. And they don't want us to be exposed to that. They don't want to have the free flow of ideas. And the very thing that the United States stands for is what they're attacking, in essence. When people like myself attended the conference last May, it really came to a head. And I think this is all the attack on the New Horizons conference is part of a larger agenda by the United States. They are trying to pick off those entities, such as the New Horizon Conference, and Nader in particular, who have influence in Iran and who can offer ideas and allow for the free flow of ideas. And this is all a crescendo building toward a U.S. agenda to demonize Iran generally in the eyes of the American people.
Well, Michael Springman, if the U.S. is trying to go after voices that are critical of its government, for example, and I'm not saying that New Horizon Conference did that only. Perhaps there were times for it to have done that. However, they would have a large task on their hand. Do you agree with the fact that this U.S. administration in particular is after voices that are critical of the government, or do you think that the focus is on Iran and outlets related to Iran, emanating from Iran, to perhaps voice opposition towards some of the ideas or things that the U.S. stands for?
Well, I think it's some of the first, but mostly more of the second. You've got the people guiding Donald Trump, his inner circle, like John Bolton, the fabulously anti-Iran man. You've got Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, who's seen as a Christian Zionist. You've got Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who is a Zionist, as is his wife. You've got the fellow who is a Greenblatt, I think, who is also in the inner circle, and he was one of the people, along with Jared Kushner, that Donald Trump is trusting to implement and carry out his Middle East policy, whatever that might be, other than to shut down Iran and shut down Palestine. I think that the Zionists in America and the hardline neocons in America are desperate, and they see organizations like the New Horizon Conference that brings together former American government officials, journalists from around the world, activists and writers and intellectuals from all around the world to meet and debate a variety of issues, and also to go and meet with Iranian and other journalists from other countries and speak freely and openly about good things and bad things in the United States and elsewhere in the world. And if you can shut them down, if you can take, as Press TV noted at the beginning, take away the voice of the voiceless, then you can get away with murder.
Ken O'Keefe, tell us why the U.S. is doing this. We're not talking about just a slap on the wrist. We're talking about individuals. In this case, we can talk freely about what they have issued in terms of sanctioning individuals under this. And they're putting this under the umbrella. And let me just take a look at this press release so I cite this correctly. Treasury sanctions Iranian organizations and individuals supporting intelligence and cyber targeting of U.S. persons. I mean, that's the heading that this press release is under. But then you go and sanction these individuals. These individuals are practicing free speech.
Yes, well, I'd like to congratulate Nader Talibzadeh and all of the staff who put together the New Horizon conference. I mean, this is a great compliment that the United States is officially targeting them and sanctioning them. It's a great honor, and it says everything about what it is that happens at the New Horizon Conference. You know, the truth is the most powerful weapon of all. For me, truth is God, God is truth, they're the same thing. And the powers that be do not want us spreading the truth, speaking the truth. And ultimately, this is a pure indication of just how dangerous New Horizons is to the lives of the existing order. And, you know, they're doing this because they know full well that less and less people are buying the propaganda of the mainstream media. More and more people are seeking alternative forms of information and news. And they're realizing more and more every day, it just grows, that they're being lied to, blatantly, provably lied to on a regular basis by the so-called journalists in Western media. And as they become more and more irrelevant, they become more and more desperate. So, of course, they'll resort to tactics such as sanctioning good people and organizations that are spreading the truth. Again, I say it's a great compliment.
Well, Dr. Talibzadeh, I need also for you to differentiate between the New Horizon and also the Hollywood association that you have in terms of that being different than the New Horizon company that you actually represent. Because it seems like they're falsely connecting the two together.
Yeah, Hollywoodism was another conference before I became the official chairman of New Horizon, and where the the roller coaster of New Horizon really began. Hollywood was dealing with the effect of Hollywood on the morality of society, and we had many different guests at that time. I think it was in 2012, but it was not an official New Horizon or conference. New Horizon deals with all the other issues, but Hollywood was also a very interesting venue to express what organized media in the U.S., especially Hollywood, is doing to the minds in the world, how it has it works hand in glove with a lot of the policymakers, and how things have become more and more warped from the early 80s from what we had before. And of course, when we step into New Horizon beginning 2013, we have this string of excellent guests, all very important elite thinkers, activists, writers, and then finally, 8 months ago, last May in Mashhad, we had another great gathering, including some former American officials who shared with us what they had discovered, whether they were from the Pentagon or Defense Department, CIA, or from the foreign ministry. And so the pattern has always been inviting these great individuals, which was always an honor. And when I see them, I'm always so, I become so humble when they talk, and I wish the mainstream media in America would show them. But alas, they're censored in the U.S., and we're so honored to have them in Iran and have them speak. Also, a lot of them see each other for the first time in Iran. I mean, they've seen each other in different media forums like Russia Today or Al Mayadeen or Al Jazeera English or the others. But in Iran, they meet, and I totally enjoyed seeing them sitting down in very informal groups and discussing things, the networking they had. And this is what is very intimidating to those people in the U.S. who decided to slap this ridiculous sanction and connect us to military and whatnot. It's the most ridiculous thing that I've heard in my mind. But we've had this for the past four decades. Which sanctions have they imposed upon Iran, which has not been false? JCPOA, all the way back to when they started sanctioning airplane parts, passenger planes. And in most cases, Iran did not retaliate. But I guarantee you, I'm going to retaliate. I feel for the guests that have come to Iran so innocently and so bravely. And so we have to do something about this. We have to get back at this Department of Treasury and at this deep state. This is the venue, this is the forum that I could at least stand for, and I know that the others will stand behind me, and I'll stand behind them, because they're the speakers. I'm just the framer. I just frame it and they speak.
Well, if that's the case, Michael Maloof, how can this be countered? How can there be actions from people that are involved, either that are now put on the radar of whatever counter terrorism units, perhaps, if they want to call it that, which they have in this press release, or intelligence agencies of the U.S. who are going to now look at any person associated with, for example, Talibzadeh's organization, that they're going to either harass or go after. How can that be countered? Because the law is not being broken. It's just ideas are being exchanged, as Dr. Talibzadeh has stated.
Well, it is a form of intimidation, and as you point out, no law has been broken. The way we deal with this is by doing more of it, being much more transparent, having more of these conferences, and being as transparent as possible, and have this free exchange of ideas. I know, as Nader points out, I and Michael Springer were two who were approached by the FBI just around the time of the indictment against the New Horizon or against the Treasury sanctions of the New Horizon conference, and we could sense then, at least I did, that something was brewing, something big was brewing. And when you combine that with the politics on the outside that is going on, This shows that this is all part of a concerted effort to, as I said earlier, demonize Iran generally, but the main participants in particular, particularly since we have that forum to bring out the truth. The American people don't know about Iran. And this is one of the interesting things that I've discovered. They only have the word of U.S. policymakers, and we know about those U.S. policymakers, and they have cast Iran in the worst possible light.
Like,
and so why not just come up with some excuse, such as linking the New Horizon Conference and its leadership with the IRGC QF, the Quds forces. Wow, American people hear that and they say, oh, they've got to be bad. And it's just not the case. There was no such thing as recruitment while we were there. And contrary to what that what the sanctions pointed out, and subsequent to that, at the same time, it was made public about an indictment of an individual who was associated with Hollywoodism, not with the New Horizons Conference. But what they did was conflate the two. The U.S. Treasury Department conflated the two, equated them as one, and that's why all of a sudden we see that New Horizon Conference has been sucked up in the sanction hysteria that the Trump administration is undertaking.
Okay, since you mentioned it, I need to then tell you exactly, Michael Springman, for the sake of the audience, what Michael Maloof was talking about, the charge by the U.S. Treasury hosting international conferences that serve as a platform for the IRGC Quds Force to recruit and collect intelligence from attendees, such as yourself. Now, you say, Michael Maloof said that you were approached also by the FBI. If you're comfortable with telling us what transpired, if not, what was your impression of that whole episode?
Of course, I'll tell you exactly. I had a phone call, I guess it was about the 17th of January. I had workmen in my house taking care of a plumbing problem. They were banging on the ceiling. And I picked the phone, and the FBI said, can we talk to you? And I said, well, sure, hold on a second. And I had the workmen stop banging and rolled into the kitchen and said, okay, what do you want to talk about? And I assumed they were going to do some kind of background check on somebody I knew for security clearance. And they said, no, we want to you to talk to us about your trip to Iran in May. And I said, no, thank you. And then I hung up the phone. And a minute later, I said, you're not thinking, Mike, call him back. And I did, and I said to this woman, Alexa, who identified herself as being with the Washington field office, is this about Marzia Hashemi, the press TV journalist who was held incommunicado by the FBI? And they said, no. And I said, do you know where Marzia is? And they said, no. And then she asked me, do you still want to talk? And I said, no, I don't want to talk to you at all. And hung up the phone.
Ken O'Keefe, looking at the way that our guests have experienced this contact that the FBI has had with them, it would be very hard for the U.S. to try to go after all voices that are critical in any sense of whatever policies that they may have. But this is not just present day, is it? I mean, it really goes back to 2001 with the 9/11 attacks and, of course, laws that were passed. And we can't just look at this current administration being so hawkish on Iran. Iran has been on the radar for quite some time. Do you think that they're going to get worse with people who are critical of the policies that the U.S. has, as you mentioned before? I mean, is this just the beginning of what we're seeing now?
Yeah, I believe they will. But again, I see positive because ultimately, this is only going to bring more attention to subjects that people are kept in the dark about largely in the United States, and some facts that are really relevant. Isn't it amazing that Iran, Persia/Persia, is a nation that hasn't been involved in a war, bar one, for over 600 years? For over 600 years, the United States is nonstop invading, occupying, coups, invasions and, you know, all of this bombing, killing 2 to 4 million in Vietnam, killing probably a million or more in Korea, a million to 2 million in Iraq, hundreds of thousands minimum in Afghanistan. And there sits Iran, a country that hasn't been involved in one war. Ah, no, they have been involved in one war in 600 years. Oh yeah, the war that we started, the one that we used our lapdog, Saddam Hussein, as an attack dog to go after Iran and punish them for exercising their sovereignty and self-determination and kicking out the Shah, our puppet, and replacing him with somebody that was much more amenable or representative of the will of the people of Iran. We're talking about George Orwell on steroids. 1984 looks like a day in the park compared to what we're actually confronting right now. But the powers that be are getting more and more desperate because more and more people are realizing the truth. So I, in answer to your question, yes, I think they're going to threaten more people and whatnot. I'm honored by all that stuff. I've been interviewed by the FBI twice, sat down with them for hours. I'll answer any question that doesn't invade the privacy of loved ones, and I'm happy to do it. And I make the point of telling them, listen, this is all in the public record. You think I won't say it to you privately? Of course I will. You know, and you know, I've been arrested for fraud in the UK. You know, I, you know, never charged, but you know, these things are par for the course. Anybody who's serious about fighting for justice, truth, and justice knows this. If you're not getting targeted, then you're not having much of an impact.
I need to get now an impression from you and a reaction from you, Dr. Talabzadeh, through a viewer comment. This story that was posted on the net had many people respond to it. And this particular person said, Treasury is sanctioning New Horizon Organization and Nader Talabzadeh. I, myself, used to watch his program, but he never did talk about the Holocaust. He is not anti-Semitism, he is just anti-Zionism. This is a viewer comment. What's your reaction to this particular viewer and his comment here?
Yeah, I thank this person because this is exact. We have never talked about the Holocaust in any of the New Horizon conference. We're not an anti-Semitic organization. I grew up with Jewish classmates since kindergarten in Tehran, and I have very fond memories of them all through high school. I went to a school in Tehran called Community School. In my class, half of the students were Iraqi Jews who had migrated to Iran. And I'm used to that, and during college and university, again in the US, I'm used to it. And so this is like intimidation. They don't know what's in our background. A lot of our conferences, we've had anti-Zionist rabbis. You know, Rabbi Weiss has been there, Friedman has been there, others have been there. We've had great Jewish thinkers. Norman Finkelstein has been. In May, we had Miko Paulette, born in Israel, son of a general. So we've always had thinkers who were Jewish, and so this is definitely not the case. What they're upset at is that there's a wide array, there's a spectrum of thinkers, and it's really a celebration of free thought. I take such pride when a New Horizon conference happens. And I enjoy that, and I see them present in Press TV in Russia Today, all the open venues, Al Mayadeen and others that I have not monitored. So yeah, this is, our case is definitely not anti-Semitic, and we don't discuss the Holocaust issue in our conference. I just wanted to point out that you had a picture, a poster on your, there are two gentlemen there. I'd like to point out who they are. There's Garrett Porter, who wrote Manufactured Crisis, about the manufactured crisis, about the nuclear issue about Iran. He came to New Horizon a few years back. And there's the Bishop, Stephen Sizer, Anglican Church in England. When Stephen Sizer went back to England from the New Horizon conference, he was intimidated by the church. Why did you go to an anti-Semitic conference? And, you know, he was shocked. And they avoided him to talk in the media, go to the pulpit for a very long time. So there is a general intimidation by a lot of different organizations, this one in England. of all places. And Stefan Sizer is an expert on Christian Zionism. He's written four or five very brave books on the subject. This is what I talked about in New Horizon.
I need, Dr. Talibzadeh, for you to try to differentiate between what your organization does, again, and the accusations that they have leveled against you, because this needs to be opened up in case there are, in addition, others out there who perhaps want a forum like you have to exchange ideas and maybe are going to face the same fate.
Right. You know, I think they're intimidated because a lot of our guests talk about issues that are forbidden and are red lines in the U.S. Like the one of the issues is the September 11th event and what happened. The other possibility is providing a venue for people who are not allowed to be present in a venue that has millions of people watching it, especially Iran. Iran is the focus here. What they connect us to the Quds Force or to the IRGC is ridiculous, because we even our financing is a meager financing. The last one that we had, which was the controversial one, last May, 8 months ago, was provided by the Shrine of Imam Reza in Mashhad by voluntary money, donations from people. We've always had difficulty getting the thing off. And so this is part of the issue. So, you know, it's the long story short is it's ridiculous what they're saying, but which sanction that they've imposed upon Iran is not ridiculous. We just, unfortunately, Iran has not retaliated. Iran has always been silent and let them impose these very insulting terminologies against Iran and different things. And art in this particular case, New Horizon, we have witnesses, hundreds of witnesses. These three gentlemen are an example of people who have come here, who've seen it, not in 1 or 2 hours or 1 or 2 days, but several days. Sometimes some have stayed even over 2 or 3 weeks. They know what's it about, and they know what this intimidation is about. What they don't want is an alternative voice. New Horizon has also allowed a lot of these gentlemen to appear in Iranian media and to be on Iranian news. And this is because we are standing up against the demonization against Iran. They're very upset, and they had to bring it to a crescendo.
Well, Michael Maloof, you did mention that Iran is the focus here, as Dr. Talibzadeh just also said. But do you think that the mere fact that you have Americans like yourself, like Michael Maloof, like I can't say Ken O'Keefe. I think you renounced your American citizenship, so I can't say that you're part of that. However, the fact that you have Americans appearing on, let's say, Press TV, or in this case, Dr. Talibzadeh's forum, that may at some point or another, in some form or fashion, be critical of the U.S. government, that is perhaps one of the reasons why the focus has come onto organizations like Dr. Talibzadeh in terms of the forum that he represented, or even Press TV as a whole. Do you think that's a factor?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it's a major factor. They don't want, the United States does not want people such as myself who have worked inside the U.S. government to be able to tell the Iranian people and the world, for that matter, what really is going on. I recall that I gave one of the opening statements there and talked about how with John Bolton as the National Security Advisor, 2018, when the conference was held, was a reboot, if you will, of John Bolton in 2003 when he was the Undersecretary of State. We have to make people aware that these neoconservatives are acting the way that they are and targeting countries. There isn't a war they don't like, and there isn't a government that they don't want to overthrow. And Iran is now in their sights. And we're seeing that day after day right now. I must say that it's curious to me, and I think it's also a tribute to Nader that the Treasury Department actually targeted the New Horizon conference, because it clearly shows that they are very effective. And if anything, I think the next conference is going to be so filled with participants because of the fact that they have drawn attention to the New Horizon Conference and what its mission is and what it's trying to do, and bring out these real facts of life. And I have to commend NADA for doing this and for continuing this. It's becoming a crusade. And I think that the New Horizon Conference now will show to the world that what we have presented here is the truth, and that the American people need to know the truth. Right now, they're not getting any of this information. They only think that the Iranians are demons, but having been there, I know and have seen and met with the Iranian people. They are wonderful people. And what's interesting is that the Iranian people also need to be proud that the New Horizon Conference is there, because the more the U.S. wants to impose sanctions and hurt Iran, it makes the Iranian people even stronger. And I think that the New Horizon Conference is just one manifestation of that. And I think that that the truth and what the word is of what is really happening needs to still get out.
Well, of course, we owe Iranian people a lot for this also in terms of the remarkable turnout that they had, Michael Springman, on the 40th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Michael Springman, Michael Malouf there is proud of this conference, of the forum that Dr. Talibzadeh has, and says that, this should perhaps pave the way for this to continue and maybe turn a new page, but with much more force. Are you deterred, or are you as adamant as to go about, for example, your association with hearing or voicing the truth?
Well, I have no problem voicing the truth. I'm beginning to see issues that may arise with the sanctions imposed on the conference and the people connected with it. I had an extensive discussion with the Office of Foreign Assets Control on Thursday, and did some more research on the websites and on the internet today. And there are basically substantial penalties, criminal and civil, for anyone who expresses or engages in support or dealing with sanctioned organizations and individuals. From the criminal side, it's up to $1 million fine and or 20 years in jail. And from the civil side, it's a fine of up to $55,000 for every occurrence. And I've got calls into the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers to see how we can circumvent this, because this is not any kind of drug trafficking or terrorism or building atomic bombs in your basement. This is a free and full exchange of ideas. Some of them got rather strongly into it in a couple of instances at the conference. We had all kinds of people asking all kinds of questions on American foreign policy and American domestic policy. And everyone was delighted that we were there speaking. They couldn't get enough of us. We had what I call ambush interviews. We had a heavily organized series of meetings. And at the same time, you'd step out for a glass of tea or something, and one of the journalists would grab you from whatever organization they were with and say, "Can we have 2 minutes with you on this subject?" And then somebody seeing you making a presentation would run up to you when it was done and say, "You're one of the speakers." And I said, "Well, yeah, we're one of the participants. We talked with you on this other subject for a couple of minutes." And it was, I had maybe 3 to 5 hours sleep a night, and I was invigorated, energized, like I'd never been in my whole life. It was a wonderful experience, meeting with so many different people with different ideas. Iranian journalists, Iranian politicians, Iranian clerics. It was a magnificent thing, and a free and full exchange of ideas. It was real people-to-people diplomacy, where people from different parts of the world got together. It wasn't just Americans. It was Europeans. It was North Africans. You had all kinds of journalists and all kinds of participants from elsewhere wanting to talk to you about this, that, and the other subject. It was amazing thirst for knowledge, and I did my best to try and slake it.
Let's break this down a little bit in terms of the actions that the U.S. has taken, Ken O'Keefe. And I'm looking at the past almost 6 to 8 months now, where you had a couple major incidents that maybe now it's perhaps forgotten or not even reported that much. And that was when whichever organization came out and did this, and that was the leading accounts that were associated with not only Iran but also Russia on both Facebook and on Twitter. Roughly about 800 to 1,200 of them. They repeated that just recently, maybe in the past couple of weeks. You have InfoWars that was taken off YouTube and other social media, I think Facebook also, and perhaps Twitter. If we take a look at this trend to continue, isn't eventually for this to backfire? Because aren't people going to take notice that these types of outlets maybe have something to say, which is why they're being taken off? And of course, social media is where it's at.
Yes, indeed. You know, I have to say from my personal experience that the thing that has made it very easy and made it very positive to be attacked is I am totally independent. I don't have a job in a university. I don't work for a big corporation. I'm not a doctor or a lawyer with a career at stake. I'm an independent man, and I say what I say, and I make no apologies. And for me, it's just a great compliment. I mean, the Israelis say I'm an operative of the Hamas terrorist organization, and that I was heading to Gaza to form and train a commando unit for Hamas. What a great compliment coming from the Israelis. I mean, anybody who knows the truth knows who the real terrorist is. So, you know, but I understand that this is not as easy for other people because they do have careers and jobs at stake, and they are using that money to take care of their family. And, you know, this is a pretty significant threat. So I realize, you know, for me, it's very different. But yes, we can expect to have these tactics stepped up as the powers that be get more and more desperate. And invariably, there's nothing they can do about that because the truth, as I've already said, is the most powerful weapon of all. And the truth is being spread, and it's and being spread at an unparalleled pace.
Another Talib Zadeh, one of the things that perhaps could be a way to reinforce this anti-Iran agenda that under this current U.S. administration is more pronounced is the Israeli factor. Do you think, given the fact that we're just voicing, just like your organization does, just like Press TV does, what happens, for example, in the occupied territories, that does that also lay a foundation for the U.S. to go after organizations such as yours?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Israel is a key factor. They're very upset because most of the guests are very critical of the role of Israel within the U.S. Now, the normal middle class does not know really what's going on. Now, these people are luminaries. They're elite thinkers, activists, lawyers, people who work with the government. They know what's going on behind the scene. And of course, they suddenly appear in the most demonized nation on earth, supposedly the most dangerous nation on earth. Of course, at the center of all this is the focus on Israel. Of course, Israel has its servants in the neocons. The Treasury Department is one of those, and the head of it, I don't know if he has two passports or not, but it's this is the focus. This is really where everything is at, and every one of these guests has something to say about that. And I think that's when they come and talk about it, and when there's a wide array of talkers, there's a huge spectrum, there's a rainbow of thinkers available, very different from different parts of the world. The colorfulness of it is very beautiful, and it's also very intimidating to the Israelis who are monitoring these things very closely. As Ken was saying, I'm also very proud of this badge that they bestowed upon us. Yes, for many years, even in Iran, not many people knew about New Horizon organization. That's why we didn't get funded. Nobody really funded us very well. And now it's come into focus, and I hope better than myself, the people who have attended can speak out. This is a venue to speak out, and God knows what the future is. No one can predict these things. They've started it, but they're not going to be the ones who are going to end it.
Michael Maloof, people who may be listening to this or just following either guests or programs or TV channels that perhaps are critical, let's say, of the U.S. In particular, might say, well, why be critical of the U.S. In such respect? But isn't it true that the U.S. is involved in all parts of the world, which is part of the reason why there's this common denominator in many of the news that's out there, which the U.S. is just that. It's got its hands all over the world, and in particular, we're looking at the developments in the Middle East. So when Dr. Talibzadeh's forum is, for example, sanctioned this way, the U.S. is the one common denominator in much of what's going on out there. And of course, they'd like to call themselves the policemen of the world. So what do you have to tell critics that say you shouldn't come, for example, on TV channels, especially if they're from Iran, and be critical of the U.S.?
Well, you're absolutely right. It was intriguing that the United States, and in fact, this was one of the topics that just seemed to emerge from the New Horizon conference last May, was the fact that the U.S.-led unilateral world order is being challenged like it never has before. And it was during that week that we were there that President Trump withdrew the United States from the JCPOA, or the Iranian nuclear agreement. And that seemed to be a watershed moment, that somehow the United States, because even in spite of its omnipotence, the ability to control world finances, basically shot itself not just in the foot, but in the head, because they basically alienated themselves not only from other countries and with sanctions and tariffs, but also our traditional allies. And I mean, who does that? And the point is that it shows that the United States is desperate at this point, and that Iran has now become the latest subject. And with John Bolton as the neoconservative national security advisor, this is the most dangerous thing. And the fact too that he is so close to Israel, along with Jared Kushner, the brother-in-law of the president, and now the alliance, the unholy alliance, if you will, with Saudi Arabia, this is the linchpin of the current U.S. foreign policy. And if all of that breaks down, I mean, this is why you see Israel and Netanyahu in particular increasingly trying to drive up the temple of attacking Iranian targets inside of Syria and increasing that crescendo toward April, when they have elections. He's desperate to get reelected, and he's also facing imminent indictment internally. So he's desperate, and he's going to just drag the United States into another conflict, which we don't need, by the way. But it's to suit his purposes, and that's why you see, as Nader pointed out, the close tie between the United States and Israel. It is absolutely devastating U.S. foreign policy. And even when I was at the Defense Department, everything that the Defense Department did was for the implementation of Israeli policy from the military perspective. And that's just got to stop. It's just got to stop. If we want to deal with Iran, we should be able to. I mean, when you look at President Trump saying, look, I'm happy to sit down and talk with the leadership of Iran without conditions, and then a half hour later, his national security advisor and his secretary of state then says, yeah, but here are 21 conditions why you cannot. Mm-hmm. And if you do, and if you want to have these, if you want to have that discussion, you got to meet these conditions. I mean, what kind of leadership is this? That's why we're really hurting, and why these kind of things need to be brought out to the world.
Right, and that really is a reflection, I would think, Michael Springman, of the divisions that exist in the U.S., even within the administration in some senses. I got a minute to give to you, Michael Springman, and to Ken O'Keefe there. Michael Springman, this was not supposed and is not a anti-U.S. bashing conversation that we're having here. But at the same time, do you want your last words how do you want Iran to be represented? How do you want individuals like Dr. Talabzadeh to be represented so that these types of individuals don't face the same fate in terms of being sanctioned by the U.S.? Under a minute.
Okay, I want them to be strongly represented in the American media and in the American government offices. We need a letter writing campaign, a campaign of writing and publishing articles if we get it past the mainstream media. We need to show that they're not demons with horns and tails, that they are people who are out for the best of their own country and for the rest of the world. I don't think that showing Iranian films in the United States somehow will subvert the country. I don't think the good doctor is building atomic bombs in his basement. What he is doing is building an organization that brings forth the best and the brightest of people from all around the world to discuss and to clarify and to deliver opinions on a variety of subjects that need to be addressed that are somehow swept under the rug when you watch television here, and all you've got is basically whose dog fell out the window and what the weather's going to be tomorrow.
Great. And Ken O'Keefe, under a minute, Iran just suffered the loss of 27 of its soldiers. This, in a sense, has been blamed not only at this point on Pakistan, but it could be a collaboration of some sorts still under review. Iran as a victim of terrorism, and yet the U.S. calls Iran a terrorist entity. Under a minute.
Well, you know very well, although most Westerners don't know, MEK, a blatant terrorist organization that's been terrorizing Iran for many decades, is an ally of the United States. They actually have formal meetings with them, and you know, and this is indicative of the truth. The United States is the number one terrorist of the 20th and 21st century. Tell me those children who are having bombs drop around them in Iraq and Afghanistan and so many other parts of the world aren't terrorized. If they're not outright killed or maimed, you know. This is the world we live in. More and more people are learning the truth, and more people are figuring out that, hey, we can do something about this. Mm-hmm. And that, for me, is the whole process. I mean, talk is good, but let's do something about it.
Very well. I'd like to thank all our guests for this edition of the debate. Dr. Nader Talabzadeh, chairman of the International New Horizon Conference, thank you for your comments. Also, former Pentagon official Michael Maloof, thank you. Both from Washington, D.C., our guest author and former U.S. diplomat Michael Springman, and you were listening to former U.S. Marine Ken O'Keefe there. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the debate. Your questions or comments, newsroom at presstv.ir is welcome. From Mikhail Vitalov, my entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye until the next debate.